Hey, good to have you here. It's a Wednesday, making our way through it here. And, you know, as I sit here, unable to go back to the studio of the mothership, I'm pleased. I have a great amount of things to do around the house anyway, so it works out just fine from Studio B. My next guest, he's been banned from a lot more places than I ever have. I can assure you that. At least I'm guessing he has. Wanderer, traveler, vagrant, bum. No, he's not a bum. He's just Ron Rademacher. He's from MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, welcome back to the program.
Steve, I've always, ever since I first met you, I had a certain closeness with you. And now that you have been exiled, I think is the word.
Exile on Main Street.
Yeah, we're even closer because I have been tossed out of more places than I've been lost in. So, yeah, I hope you're doing well there in your isolation.
Tossed and lost.
Tossed and lost.
Yeah. So how are things out there in the world?
In the world, things are great. You know, we had the fifth annual squirrel derby up here. And if you ever had red squirrels invade your home, you know why we have this. And one of the fellows that was here, by the way, just to be politically correct, okay, no squirrels were shot with an AR-14.
Just so
not a single one, all right? So
they were?
Sure, I don't want any people showing up here in name of protest, gunning down these squirrels with AR-14s.
Nobody's going to take your AR-14.
But a fellow was here who's a listener of the program. His name was Tyler Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And he's from Munising. Member of the North American Squirrel Association, and loves the program, but he said he can't find it on Munising Radio anymore. Do we have an affiliate there?
No, we do not.
So do we have one in Nagani?
We do.
All right. I will find that one, and I will call Tyler myself if you want to, because you got a lot of time on your hands. Let him know that it's because he says, I love you guys. And all of a sudden it was gone. Sorry. So they're gone. So we got that out of the way. A little public service there. So what are you going to do for St. Patrick's Day? You got any plans?
Well, you know, I was going to go to the big parade in Dublin. It's been canceled.
I thought
plan B, I would go to Boston for the big parade. It's been canceled.
I'll give you a couple of them that have been canceled. How's that?
Attaboy. Go with it.
All right. First of all, the road trip of the week this week is replacing a couple of things. Are you familiar with St. Uru's Day?
No.
St. Uru is a saint who drove all grasshoppers, locusts, out of Finland. And by doing that, he was able to save their crops. And they marked his day on March 16th.
Okay.
So you can go to Kaliva and celebrate that. They say that the Finns picked March 16th because they felt like there would still be some beer around since the Irish were going to get at it on the 17th.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if you're looking for something to do, small town, they're not going to be huge crowds there. Probably you're going to be 6-7 people show up for it. So you don't have any chances of getting this virus thing.
Hmm. Luck of the Irish.
It's an alternative.
Hold on. If somebody wants to drop by some Irish libation, like Jameson's, you know, just help a brother out. I'm just throwing that out there. I think that will kill the virus if it was to invade.
And I was going to ask you about that because there was talk around Grand Ledge where they have a big St. Patrick's Day parade and the best Irish stew cook-off. There was talk that Guinness would solve the problem, but apparently not, since Dublin canceled their thing. So maybe it is Jameson.
Yeah, it's got to be Jameson. You got to be above 120 proof, right?
Is that a denatured alcohol, or is that natured?
Don't drink denatured alcohol. It's killing a bunch of people in Iran, so don't do that.
All right, so let's ship them some Jameson, and maybe we can help those guys out over there.
There you go.
Listen, one of the best Irish music gatherings. I love that Irish music. I can't play anything, but in Conklin, I always talk about this every year, the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Michigan, it goes 2 blocks, and then they head to the pub, get out the fiddles, tin whistles,
well, you don't want to be too tired
and start playing and drinking the rest of the day.
Yeah, you don't want to be too tired out, do you? You know, a couple of blocks.
Well, no, you can't hoist one if you're all worn out from, you know, parading and waving flags and such.
You know, I've got one here, you know, out in the middle of Lake Michigan, which I think is an interesting place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But it always makes your list, doesn't it?
Beaver Island. You know, it is one of my favorite places on the planet. And, yeah, they have huge St. Patrick's Day celebrations out there because there were four groups of people who colonized that island. American Indians did. The Mormons did. King Strang set up his whole kingdom there. Then the Irish came, and then somebody else came. I can't remember, so I'm going to be in trouble with that bunch. But it's so Irish out there, Steve. If you go out of town and go down into the island, some of the road names down there are still printed in Gaelic.
Well, I know, just to confuse me completely.
Yeah, well, you know, it is an island. So even they figure you can find your way back home to where the pubs are. So, yeah, they're going to have a big one out there, and the Irish heritage runs deep. So, yeah, Beaver Island. If you and listen, I doubt if the virus has gotten there. You know, you got to fly to get there or take a two-hour ferry, and you can't take the ferry because the lake is still frozen.
Well, there you go. You got to pull it off that way. All right, so you got about 20 seconds. Throw one in.
Let's throw in Clare. Got to do it. Clare celebrates St. Patrick's Day with everything, and they will not let anything stop their events and their parades. I would talk about the annual Novi Boat Show, but we don't know. Some of these things, you know, may not happen because they are canceling events all over. So be sure to check the websites, do a Google search to make sure that these events are going on. And thank you for letting me find out about that affiliate up there for Tyler, because
Nagani, Marquette,
we don't want to lose any listeners if we can help it.
Iron Mountain, we're all over that part of the UP, absolutely. All right, Ron, it's Ron Rademacher, Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, 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 if you'd like to get your name in lights. That's the way you do it. Ron, thank you so much. Stumble back, and we'll see you at the end of the
at the end of your isolation, yes.
Yeah, all right,
at the end of your confinement. All right, talk to you later, brother.
Incarceration. All right, carry on. Goodbye. 25 after on a Wednesday.